Battalions hold elections early next month, and for many voters, a big issue is immigration. In the last few years, the country has absorbed roughly 600,000 people fleeing across the Mediterranean from Africa. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports.
The movie I'm Back recently opened in Italian theaters.
Benito Mussolini!
It's a mockumentary about the resurrected dictator staging a comeback.
Duce, che paese ha trovato il suo ritorno?
A TV host asks, Duce, how does Italy look now? Wearing jack boots and military garb, his chin jutting forward, Mussolini replies, it's like Rhodesia, Congo, or Nigeria. The audience laughs, but he fires back, you won't find it so funny when an African steals your job. In a country that never came to terms with its fascist past, the movie, which got rave reviews, is a warning shot as populism and racism taint the campaign. The latest polls favor a right-wing coalition headed by one man really trying to make a comeback, former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. Italians thought they had seen the last of the aging media tycoon, disgraced by sex scandals and court trials, since his tax fraud conviction bars him from running for office. Now he aspires to be kingmaker. Roberto Dalimonte, professor of political science at Rome's Lewis University, explains the 81-year-old's political skill.
To create coalition among strange bedfellows, the various segments of the Italian right. And he's the only one who's been able to put this together.
The coalition includes the League, headed by Matteo Salvini. He's anti-European Union, wants to legalize brothels, and pledges to deport all irregular migrants, whose arrival he blames on the outgoing center-left government. The migrant issue became even more explosive after a right-wing extremist shot and wounded six African migrants in a small town earlier this month. The suspect, who has a Nazi tattoo on his forehead, claims he acted in revenge for the murder of an 18-year-old Italian woman, whose suspected killer is Nigerian. League leader Salvini was quick to say whoever shoots people goes to jail, but added, uncontrolled immigration leads to social conflict.
Those who allowed hundreds of thousands of phony refugees and real criminals to land here are morally responsible for acts of violence committed in Italy.
The League's escalating racist rhetoric poses problems for Berlusconi, says analyst Dalimonte.
He wants to appear as the moderate leader, and he cannot go too far in following the Lega down the path of chastising immigrants.
And yet, in a TV interview after the shooting, Berlusconi did exactly that.
Those 600,000 migrants who are here are a social bomb ready to explode because they live on expediency and crime.
Emma Bonino is a veteran human rights activist running on a pro-European Union slate with the center-left coalition.
Violence is violence. It can never, never, never be excused. Leaders and media should be careful in not fueling this sentiment. And it's exactly the opposite that is happening.
Small ultra-right-wing parties are also running. This raises the specter that, for the first time since the 1945 fall of Mussolini's dictatorship, deputies who openly embrace fascism could enter parliament. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.